We are waiting for some more members to come, but I think we should nevertheless start somewhere. The meeting that we are having here today, honourable members, are a meeting constituted by the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, guided by legislation and guided by the relevant rules. The Joint Standing Committee, in its wisdom, has made a decision to have a subcommittee that will look at the shortlisting of the applicants that we have received with regards to the position of the Inspector General, whose term is coming to an end, and accordingly this committee has the responsibility to deal with the procedure thereof. So that's what this committee, this subcommittee, is going to be dealing with. You might know or not know that this subcommittee is answerable to the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence, and this subcommittee will report back to the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence on its deliberations here today. So the process that we are undertaking today is simply to do that. You have in front of you, honourable members, the file that includes all the applications that we have received, and I think we'll just take you through some of those procedural matters. So that's what we're going to do. Now again, when the Joint Standing Committee decided to open this process, of course, it then opens it to the, it becomes more or less, like some of the other committees, and that is the media is then allowed into this part of the meeting. The committee is made up of the following members, if I can get the list. And those members are the members that will then participate in the procedure of the shortlisting. They are Honourable Dlamini Dibazana, who is present. We are expecting Honourable Didi Gamede.
And this?
And somebody has just announced his own arrival. Lalipan Dio, okay. We have started the honourable members. The other members are Honourable Paki from the NCOP, Honourable Shafako from the NCOP, Honourable Shkosana was present, Honourable Shafako was present, Honourable Shiba was present, Honourable Holomisa has just joined us. We are awaiting Honourable Kamele. The only apology that we have is Honourable Paki. And on that basis, honourable members, in terms of, because the rules doesn't specify in terms of the quorum, I submit that what we should do is just use the quorum, that the procedure of the quorum that we normally use in our committee, which is 50 plus 1, And 50 plus 1 then means that we have a quorum in the way that we are sitting here now, if the subcommittee is in order for that. On the board. Thank you, Chairperson. Let me do this on.
Thank you, Chairperson. My understanding from the committee member side, there is a committee member here, which because the committee agreed that from the opposition it was going to be Honourable Holomisa and Honourable staff. May I just get an explanation for that? Thank you.
Well, I obviously can't explain anyone's participation here, but if we look at what the rules of parliament permits us, when you open a meeting, then you open the meeting. And then anyone is welcome. Secondly, insofar as the rest of the rules that will apply, if we would get into any situation of any voting situation, it's just the subcommittee that has been appointed by the JSCI that does all of that. So anyone that wants to observe, they observe, and that is it.
Can you take my seat instead? If you ready for another way.
No, if it's a point of observing, then I will understand, Chair, that he is not participating on the process, he's observing. Is that what you're saying?
Honourable Shoshana?
Chairperson, I would like to say what Dubazan has said, but also not even influencing the process. It's just observe. The observer is just a person who looks and see. That's my understanding.
Normally an observer will observe and participate, but not vote. What about that? Observe, participate, but not vote.
I'm not sure if they say we'll roll on that.
Honourable members, I think I have made myself clear on this one. Shall we proceed further? Welcome, Honourable Holomisa. Sorry that we started in your absence. I am going to proceed to what happened to my agenda. Somebody must sign that. So, honourable members, as I explained, I've opened, I've welcomed, I've given you the apology. I'm now going to move to the consideration of the applications of the shortlisting. What we have, as I said, we have this big file. And let me make it very clear, honourable members. I wouldn't want you to ask me about the newspaper articles about our project. I'm not involved in any of those newspaper articles. I have not given anything to the media that says this is who we want and so on. So, please, I wouldn't want you to ask me any questions on that. As you know, we had our own meeting and we have then decided to have a subcommittee, and that's where we are. Speculations and all of that feature on our agenda. Character assassination of individuals and current incumbents is not part of our meeting procedure, and so I just want to put it up front that I wouldn't have any answers to that effect, because we must all observe the procedure of the Joint Intelligence Committee, and that is, the law makes it very clear who needs to be the spokesperson of this committee, and the law makes it also very clear on when is it permissible to provide information to when do we provide information of the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence to the public. I would ask that we take this matter back into the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence and look at the relevant rules that either has been dealt with or not, breached with or not in this instance, and the committee will have to, like it normally does when there are all sorts of newspaper stuff, will deliberate on this phone. So I thought let me put that up front before you ask me any of that. I now turn to the file that we have in front of us, and what we want to do, honourable members, is we have sent out the advert, and the advert is on your first page. And what I want you to look at is the advert made it very clear that we have invited people to look at, especially in terms of Section 7 of the Intelligence Service Oversight Act of 1994, it spells it out very clearly what is expected of such a person and on which basis people should then apply. And so we have received a list of 56 people. Well, at least the media had the number wrong. 56 people, and the 57th person is somebody who made a late application, and I think that we have agreed that we must stick to the date, and couldn't consider that one. So in terms of the 56 people then that we have here, we've listed all the names to yourself. If you go further in the file, we have all the CVs of everyone and all the details. And that is throughout the entire file what we have done. Out of the 57 people that we 56, let me put it like that. Out of the 56 people that we do have, and because we are going to do the short listing, one of the candidates I'm looking at the number of the candidate. Candidate number 50, which is Faith Doreen Khadebe, advocate and ambassador, has written to us, and she has withdrawn her application. That being the case, we will then consider 55 people that we need to shortlist. Are we still together, honourable members? And all of them say look very worried. That's correct. So then we will consider 55 people. In order to consider the 55 people, honourable members, we have been asked that the secretariat assist us to compile a long short list, if I can put it like that. And that simply is a list that is then put together on the basis of all those that have applied, and we have categorized them in relation to in terms of what we have asked them to comply with in relation to this job. We have categorized them in that manner. So let me make an example. There's a person that applied who is a security guard. So if we take that person and we gauge that person against the requirements that are here, especially I'm flowing out of the, thank you, Honourable Member, are especially flowing out of the advert, it's such a person we will put in a particular category in the list. Are we still together, Honourable Member? Quietness means yes. So that's what the long short list is, the short long list is. So that's where we are at the moment. What we ideally would want, Honourable Members, is this committee has been asked to look at the suitability of the candidates, to look at the possibility of who can be a shortlist. But I might add, there's nothing wrong if the committee in their wisdom says, we have looked at all of these names. Chairperson, it looks like we will have to re-advertise again because we are not finding anyone in there. You are not excluded from saying something like that also. So that's where we are now. Honourable Vidabazana, your eyes are asking a question. Honourable you are fine. Shafakam. Good. Shafakam, you are wishful with us. Good. I now return I take it that what the Secretariat has prepared for us are in order. So I return to that one. We have put them in alphabetical order, and it's just that, alphabetical order. Can I remind the members again, what are we looking for? You want me to remind you of all the members? The Inspector General will monitor intelligence and counter-intelligence activities of the state security agency and the intelligence division of the South African Police Services, as well as the National Defence Force. The Inspector General will be accountable to the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence and responsible to the President and relevant ministers. The candidate should be a South African citizen. The candidate must be fit and proper. And the candidate should hold the candidate should be fit and proper and to hold such office. And the person obviously needs to have knowledge of intelligence. The candidate shall be required to undergo all the processes required to obtain a top security clearance. It shall serve impartiality and the independence and performance of her functions in good faith. Insofar as the salary is concerned, the conditions of the IG are determined by the President with the concurrence of a Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence. So that's what we are looking for. Let me return to two matters. The first one is, Honourable Members, the candidate shall require to undergo all the processes required to obtain the top security clearance. What we will have to do, if we have to decide today that we do have candidates that we would want to interview, those candidates will be subjected to that. And that means that we will do a pre-screening of the candidates before we do any interview. This is not extraordinary. This has been done to many other posts in the public service also. That means that we will engage with the state security agency and have a reasonable period within which that could be done. If there are any candidates that are successful, or a candidate, then of course that person will be subjected to the much broader security clearance, as broad as the ones that we have undergone, that person will be subject to that. The other matter that I think that we will have to deal with, which is the salary and conditions of service of the Inspector General. You would know that if we have a recommendation, that will go to the National Assembly and the relevant laws of Parliament will apply there. If, however, this committee are not able to deliberate in time, at the time that the term of the current incumbent comes to an end, then we will have to confer with Parliament and, of course, with the President with regards to whether there would be a need for the person to act any further, because the processes have not or might not have been completed in time. So that's what we are looking for, Honourable Members. Honourable Dlamini.
Sorry, thank you, Chairperson. No, thank you, Chairperson, for the explanation that you have actually done and reminding us about the requirements that that they were tabled on the advertisement. What I would like to propose here is how to follow the candidates that attained the technical requirements by the Secretariat. That us, as the panelists here, each or individual member, we choose about five candidates. About five candidates, each one of us, it's a proposal. And then from the five candidates, we then go back again and read and shortlist the five from each one and see per person chosen by each candidate how many times did he appeared. And then we further check this for the last time, which is the third one, which is going to make us about at least five candidates which are suitable for the requirements because of the process of vetting. It's a proposal, Chairperson.
Before I allow, can you clarify the second one? How many appear? And what Lamin?
Thank you, Chairperson. I am saying if they appear, it depends with the number. If you find that maybe the seven they appear or eight they appear, because it should be different names chosen by different members. From that different names chosen by different members, whether they are 10 or whatever numbers that will come out, we then shortlist again to five numbers, which will be the final five for interviews. That is my proposal, Chairperson.
Honourable Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think I concur with that. I would think that we must maybe go to 10, because I think we will. If we look at the requirements that's needed for this position, if we look at the hold of office, I think one of the requirements must be a knowledge of law, and then there must be a knowledge of intelligence and the working of the services. So that limits us to only a few people on this, and that therefore I say if we can maybe up it to 10 people and put 10 people in, then I think because there will be overlaps and we might get the 10, it will be easier for us to determine who we're going to to invite, and then we must I don't know how many people are we going to invite for to appear before the committee. Thank you.
I'm okay, Chairperson, with that. Thank you.
Any different view? There being none, let's proceed, Honourable Members. Just wait for Honourable Tamedi to come in. You can make speak while he comes in. Can we make some space for Honourable Tamedi?
Thank you. Welcome, Honourable Gamede, Honourable Gamede de Rosana.
Thank you, Chairperson. Now that we have agreed on the process to be followed, can you give us time as to how long must it take individually to do that? Is it 30 minutes? Is it what can you suit us? Thank you, Chairperson.
Order, Honourable Olamisa. Honourable Olamisa, I have not recognised you. May I? No, I think it's a fair request, Honourable Members. May I ask you to take 15 minutes to go through? You are seasoned readers, and if there are any difficulties, you may bring that to the attention of the Chair. Remember, we've got this list. So you're not, if you want to make double sure with what is written here, then this is where the big file comes in. Honourable Gamede, just to bring you quickly on to speed, Honourable Sifako. Thank you. If we can just bring it quickly up to speed, we are now about to just look at the short list. And what we have agreed thus far is that we will categorize people in terms of the requirements. I'm not going to take you through that, it is in there. And then secondly, we will look at sort of 10 names if they fit into that. So I'm giving you 15 minutes just to read through that. If you need more time, you can indicate.
Thank you, Chair. Just one thing to the people who draw this up. The overview of experience, does it start at the top of the past and then to the current experience last? Or is it vice versa?
Akira, can I ask you just to explain quickly how you have put this together?
The overview of experience is as flipped in the TV.
Yeah, but what I just want to know is if it begins there, let's take just the first one, as administrator, and then it stops with software web developer. Am I correct to say that software web developer is the current job? Mm-hmm.
The chronology in the long list is the same chronology that the applicant used in the CV. So we haven't changed if they listed from their latest work experience. First, we listed it that way. If they listed it the other way around, we listed it the same way.
Okay, I'll work through it. Thank you.
Okay, no more questions. Please continue with you. May we ask that the subcommittee members not be influenced by anyone here? No, I'm not going to get done. I know the two of you. Honourable Holomisa, Honourable Dlamini is trying very hard. May I ask you to allow her to do her work? Thank you.
I wish you all the time.
You know. We'll win this together.
That's it. <terrible. laughs> Chairperson's concern that the decision which we will arrive at will be true consensus, not what a political party interest it would be.
Can I ask you to continue with what we've asked you to do, Honourable Holloway, sir?
Okay.
Thank you.
15 minutes is almost done, honorable members. Honorable Commissioner, are you by number?
I'm ready.
56 already or number 36?
I'm ready.
You are ready.
I'm ready. I've told them to air the feeder here, or they are here.
Honorable members, you are always excited to engage with Honorable Honorable Misha. Can you finish? Thank you, all done, honorable members. I'm going to start on my, unfortunately, on my right. There's no left here. Journalist on the left. I'll start on my right. Sort of nice that the journalist on the left for one. I'm going to start right on my right because I'm honorable Gamede. Honorable Gamede, what we are asking you to do is you give us your 10 names that you've been able to identify in terms of the criteria.
Okay, thanks, sir. I was just concerned, you know, I've gone through the list, and since we're looking for Inspector General Intelligence. So all my first key driver is a person must have knowledge of intelligence. So I don't know whether I should mention the numbers written here or the names, because number and the name. Okay, I've started from where I ended. It's number 43, Chabeleng Mampokwan Ipatros. But the map indicated that I didn't reach the 10. And then the next one is number 20, Ilifele Andile Panapas. The next one is Bavenda Jayashri, number 11. The other one is Fazel.
Sorry to disturb, Honorable Chairperson. I suggest that as Honorable Gamede is calling the names, the other members, they write this in so that we measure as how many times, because I can see that other members are not writing. Thanks, Chairperson. with the secretariat. Okay. Carry on then.
Okay. It's number eight. And number seven, Disciple Matthew Matthews. And then number two, Becker Cecil Valentine. But as far as I went, Honorable Shepherdson, because of the others, I saw them not having intelligence experience.
Thank you, Chair. I'll start from the top. Mine is number two, Burgess. Number five, Davis. Number seven, Diseko. Seven is Diseko.
Two and five.
Then there's seven, Diseko. Then eight is Faisal. 11 is Governor. 13 is Havaji. 16 is Jela. 20 Kilifele. And 43 in Chabaleng. That's my thing. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you, Jefferson. I've got in my numerical list 1 up to 10. I do have Taylor's sister Valentine is number 3. Then I've got sorry, on the page,
which numbers are you using? We're using the numbers that are on here.
Yeah. And the second one is David.
It's number five.
Clinton four. And I've got Fraser.
Number eight.
Is number eight. And I've got Advocate Cavenda. Number 11.
Yeah.
And I've got Chela. Number 16. And then Kilifile is number 20. And also advocate Lewis number 28. And advocate Mahone is number 36. And I would number 53, Smith, Advocate Smith.
Sorry. Can I ask you after number 28?
36.
Yeah.
And Shikakari, which is number 52. And the next one, Smith, number 53.
Doesn't matter.
Number 7.
It's a person. Mine, I will start with number 2, Regis Cecil Valentine. Number 5, David Clinton Paul. Number 12, Kumi Lindani. Number 16, Jealous Mala. Number 20, Kilifele Andile. 36, Mohammed Isamuddin. And lastly, Molepo Montane Beauty 37.
What's your last name?
Molapomantane Beauty.
On my list, number 2, number 5, number...
No
names. Oh, the... When do we interrupt the chair? Number seven, the Seiko. Number eight, Faisal. Number 11, Governor. Number 13, Hafiji. Number 16, Jelen. Number 18, Griffiths. Number 20, Kinefele. Number 24, Lesotho. Number 27, Makubela. Number 31, Mashile. Number 34, Mbete. Number 43, Chavelin. Number 46, Changashi. I didn't count, I sticked. How many was it?
It was on top of 10.
No, no, okay. Okay, okay. 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 For the whole of Risa.
Start from number 53, Smith. And backwards, number 43, that is Chamberlain. Number 34, Mbete. Not the speaker. Number 28, Manduli. Mandula, 28. Number 24, Lesotho. Number 23, Leboa. Number 16, Jela. 8, Fraser. 7, Tiseko. And 2, Figures.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine, I've got number 2, Sister Bridges. Number 8, Fraser. Number 11, Advocate Cavender. Number 16, Mrs. Manga. Number 20, Mr. Glifele. Number 28, Advocate Mantula. Number 36, Advocate Mohammed. Number 43, Mr. Nchabeling. Number 46, Mr. Njangase. Number 53, Advocate Smith. Unfortunately, I feel so bad, Chairperson. I only got one female. The rest is just the boys' choir. One, only one female I got. I Advocate Gabinda. Did I pick the names of everyone? Okay, so as we agreed, and from what I listened to you without adding up very quickly, it is obvious that you all had different teams. They're not the same. So if we want to whittle it down to 10 and not 15 like some people did, then I think we'll just have to do another round.
We need to consider all the names that we've identified, because some names are the same, some might differ. Then after we get that number which are telling, those names that are telling, then it's when we can say what next, what can we do thereafter. But for now, we go for those who are telling.
Sure.
Let me check everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I think we said we stick to 10. I think we must stick to 10. I think you must, from your list, withdraw 5. And we stick to 10. And those who had 11 must deduct 1. It's up to you to it's your right to take off who you want to take off. But let's stick to the 10. We agree to that.
Hello, Lisa. And Shafaka.
No, thank you. What I was saying, I thought after identifying 10, we look at the name that is appearing in all of us. See, and then how many is this name appearing? And go all up to until 5 or 10.
Well, that's exactly what I mean by the next round. You know, you fear the word round. Fear the word round. You were scared that I was going to let you go through all the names and tick, tick, tick. That's not what I mean. The next round, Honourable Members, is precisely what Honourable Shafako is saying that we're going to do. May I give the Secretary just a few minutes just to... And then we do that. While the Secretary is doing that, Honourable Flamina.
No, Chairperson, I would propose that we put the secretariat aside. We do it as members. We can choose, can tally and say, Mantula appeared so many times. You make your own tally, you tally to tally, then we do the same round. We give you feedback to the secretariat to write.
And then, Chairperson.
Chairperson, I have to answer this. It's not a matter of trust, because it's going to go to the media. It's a matter of process. If this is our process, we need to do it, and the secretary needs to take the notes for us. Thank you, Chairperson.
What do you want us to do?
I'm saying now what we need to do. You need to give us another 5 minutes that we tally who is appearing how many times to every list, and then you put them in format. If taking for an example, Mahomet is appearing 2, 4, 6 times, 7 times, it means he's on top. Number 1, number 2 is who, number 3 is who, number 5, like that.
I'm just going to take the notes.
Then the secretariat is there. If
go for it. Go for it, Honourable Members. Let's just go for it. Right, where are we now? Let's start with yourself, Honourable Lavinia Dibuzana.
Thank you, Chairperson. From my list, Chairperson, I've got number two, Mr. Bishop Sisley, who appeared 7 times. I've got number 8. Mr. Faisal, who appeared 6 times. I've got number 11, Advocate Govender. Ambed, she's a female, appeared 5 times. I've got number 16, Smanga, Muslim Smanga. He also appeared 6 times. I've got number 20, Gilisile, who appeared 5 times. I've got number 5, Dion, who appeared 4 times. Yeah. Okay, Davis, I don't know what number 5 Davis, Davis, okay. I've got number 28, Advocate Manchula, who appeared 3 times. From there, I did not continue shepherding because almost they will appear 1 or 2 times. Then I stopped my list. Thank you.
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything because I didn't take the names of from other people earlier.
But that doesn't mean that you are going to obstruct anything.
Whatever. That's right, for the professor.
I am happy to ask you to add up.
No, no.
It's are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm sorry.
Shoshana.
Number 1 is Jesus, what my body appears to number 1. I think that just what I replied for people who were appearing at what they have done here with the hero like me.
Not another way, this is the feeling for me. The present was led by my colleague and the means from the present.
Can I read the next?
Carry on.
In my list, I say number 1, Davis, Susan, Valentine, 2, Davis, Linton, Paul, 3, Gilson, Andy.
Yeah, but you see, that doesn't help us for 3, because...
4, the numbers of these numbers.
You see, if you take David, then you say, according to your list, David has got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
4.
That's what we say.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay.
So, honorable,
I think it's checked. I've got the Govenda came 5 times. And I've got Virgil Sessions appearing 7 times. I've got Jenna appearing 4 times.
Number? Right.
And then Kilifili appearing 5 times.
Number?
I'm a 20.
Yeah.
And I've got Smith appearing 3 times.
Number?
What's the number? 53? I've got Advocate Mohammed, so appearing 3 times. Check what number it is. And Fraser appearing 6 times. I ended up.
Trevor?
Thank you, Chief. I had Burgess 7 times, David's 4, the 6 5, Faisal 6, Govender 5, then number 13 is Alfaji 2 times, JLS 6, number 16, 20 Skilifile is 5 times, then there was number 28 appeared 3 times, 53 appeared 3 times, and 43 5 times.
Even though I was still doing, arbitrarily touching them now to size, but there's the beggars who's got 7. There's Fajan who's got...
Is that your number?
Fajan is 8. Fajan is 8. I'm on the page, but I've got these numbers.
And he's how much? How many?
Fajan is 6. And I've got Smanga. Smanga is helping me with the page because I use my front page. 16. Then I've got David. Is number 5. With 4. Then Kelisile. Kelisile is number 20. Yeah. Let me see, because I was cutting them. Mohammed, or did I say no? No. Jelly, I must say, I had Jelly in mind, but there's a question mark, there's something, although it is written, Masters, LLB, learning brackets, uncompleted. So I don't know which is uncompleted. Let's just not go into deep into that. It can be LLB uncompleted and have a master's.
So if you want us to double check, we can do that.
Okay.
LLB. LLB, uncompleted.
But it's got a master.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you done, Honourable?
Yeah. I'm done. Thanks, sir.
Honourable, sir, can I let Honourable Shoshana finish?
Okay.
Did you rework your list?
Yes, sir. So then I will submit the names that I've identified, as I've indicated. One, we've got 7, it's number 2, Burgess Cecil. 2, we've got 4, who's number 5, David Clinton Paul. And Gavenda, we've got 5, who's number 11. And the last one, okay, we've got 3, it's Mohammed, number 36.
You're not Shepherdson. Honorable, I know we've been together in the same army, but what he's doing now, I don't know, because he has done it that list of number 3, number 1. I copied, I saw it, it's there. doesn't matter, give it to you.
On record. You are out of order, honorable MP. No, I wrote them from what I hear from you. No, I didn't do that. Seriously.
Shall we give the member the benefit of the doubt?
Please, madam.
Say that he did not do what was expected of him.
And that wrote the number that you called.
And afterwards he decided to write. That's what the record will show. There shall be no dispute about the fact that he was prohibited, he was not allowed, there's none of that. Honourable members, my list are the following. Number 22. Number 11, 5. Number 8, 5. Number 7, 4. Number 2, 6. Number 5, 4. Number 16, 6. Number 20 is 6, not 2. Number 43 is 4. And number 28 is 3, the rest is then 2, 2, 2, 1, 1, 1, I'm sure you know. Okay, number 36 I had 3, I'll stop there.
Next step.
Honourable Sir, now I think we have an opportunity.
Something doesn't tally up here because if you just look at 43, all of us have 5 and you've got 4 there, so
6.
That means that I didn't necessarily do it the same as you did.
No.
No, Chairperson doesn't have the method of choosing now. You have to use the information that is sitting in front of you according to the given numbers by individual members, and then you count from there. And if you do that and you count from it's from Kamede, there was 2. 1 from 7, there was 2.
Let's see where the disputes are.
Yeah, no, that's how I'm trying to do. From Kamede, he chose number 2. 7 chose number 2. JJ chose number 2. Sifako chose number 2.
Let me start with number 2. If we start on the first page, the majority had number 2. Is that right?
Yes. So it's 7. You didn't count yourself. 7. You didn't count yourself. You didn't count yourself. All of us. Including you.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7
of with you. You don't count yourself.
I mustn't count myself.
You must count.
I must count myself.
Yes. You must come to school.
Did I say I had to come to school?
No.
Yes.
I did say
yes. Okay. In fact, was number 1.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for your assistance. Mm-hmm. I will proceed to number 5 so that we have consensus there.
Mm-hmm. Is there any dispute there?
The number's all the same. Am I right?
How much is that? Yeah.
4.
Right. Yes, right.
I go to the next page, which is number 7, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Is there any dispute there?
5.
How many did you count?
1. I had 4. They had 4. And the journalist behind you says he has a tour. She's touching us. She's shaking her head up for. Thank you, Maria. So, number 7 is 4.
Yes.
I move to number 8, which I think may have us have.
What did you have?
Is there any dispute there?
No.
No.
There's 6. I move to the next page. There was no number 9. There was no number 10. Number 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
5.
5. Mm-hmm. Right. On the same page, number 12 wasn't there. Number 13, no.
No.
Number 14, no. 15, no. 16.
Six.
Six. No dispute there. No 17. No 18. No, 19.
20. Number 20.
5.
5.
5. 5. Number
20.
That's good.
That's 5.
What do you have?
No, 5 is 5. Because we have 5. We are agreed.
Are you sure?
Yes.
5. Look up your hands.
7. Shh. 7. Got your hand up?
No, I said let's put our hands up at 5.
Wow.
Number 20.
Yeah.
How did you arrive at 6?
That's what I got. Right, let's do a quick one. Did you have number 20?
No. I had number 20.
Right.
You had it.
I'm asking you.
Yes, I had.
Right? Right?
Oh, I didn't have number 20.
You didn't have it?
No.
Right. You had number 20 next to me?
Yes, you have.
did it. That's 1, 2, 3, Sukhata, 4, 5, 5, no, 5.
Number 20,
and Sergeant didn't have, he had number 20, and Wu-Chi had number 20 as number 10. And then another number should be 6. I think we are confusing each other. I go to the next page. Number 20 is 6.
Yes.
That's what I said in the first instance. Thank you very much. And 21, no. 22, no. 23, no. 24, was too little. 25, no. 26, no. The next number, I think there's nothing on this page, no? No, 28, 29, 30, if there were. 28 is 3. I turn the page. Anyone still in the 30s there? 24. 1. But if I had 2.
Yeah, but then I think from there we stopped, because the rest they had in 1 or 2.
And there's number 43 is
number 34 has 2. There's nothing on that page. Then there was number 36.
3.
Then I think there's nothing else on that page. I go to the 40s.
43? Three times. 4, 5, 6, 7.
So let me just verify with you again. We have number 2. We have number 8. We have number 16. We have number 11. We have number 43.
20.
Sorry, Chairperson. Can I propose there is a way maybe to do this? Can we make maybe, we start by saying number 2 verses is 7 and he's the only one with 7.
Yes.
Then we say Faison with 6 is also with number 16, number 20 and number 8, there are 4, the 1, 2, 3, 4, there are 4, yes. So that should be for the so that you'll be able to put them to group them together according to the marks they've got.
That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the way I get the numbers is wrong, if I,
oh.
I said number 2, and in my head that means number 1. I'm not wrong there, isn't it? Right?
Then the next one on my list, the next two on my list, which has got the same, is 8 and 16. We together?
Yes, page 16, 20, and 20.
8, 16, and 20. Then the next on the list of the 6 is 5,
yeah,
which is number 11.
Yeah.
I'm right?
Yes.
No. And 43. And then number 43. I've got it there.
Yeah.
Then the next on the list is number 4, which is 7.
And 5.
Number 5, 7.
The next on my list, which has got 4,
okay,
is number 7 and number 5.
That's correct.
That gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That gives us 8 persons.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And
that's
are
enough.
You recommending that we leave out number 28?
Yeah.
And are you recommending that we leave out number 3?
Yes.
Yes.
So, for the record, honourable members, as we are starting to conclude, we will be meeting with the full committee here after. And we are recommending to the full committee that we shortlist Cecil Burgess, that we shortlist Imsa Spezel, that we shortlist Manga Jele, that we shortlist Andile Kilefele, that we shortlist Jayashree Governor, that we shortlist Clinton David, that we shortlist Marte De Seco, that we shortlist Mampo Guam, and Chabaling.
Yes.
That's correct, huh?
That's correct, yes.
So if that's all the names that we've had, honourable members, this recommendation is subject to the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence having received your report. This list is subject to a pre-screening of these names. Thereafter, if all of that is in order, then the interviews would start with the members, with the different names that have been suggested, and all else is okay, then that will happen. We would want to do that as soon as possible, if we can, within the next week. But all of that is subject to the fact that if the pre-screening is fine, then thereafter we can inform people. Then, of course, if they don't reside in Cape Town, you know, there's all these bookings that has to be done and all of that. So all of that takes its own time. I'm not sure if there's anything else that we want to recommend to the committee on the Honomisa and Shizuba.
Thank you.
And any other members?
Would it not be quicker and proper if the Joint Standing Committee listens or interrogate or engage these 8 people? Then out of, let's say,
four or three people, then we send those who are, we think, are meeting the requirement for screening. Why would you screen eight people for, I mean, you, can't we limit to the first three after we have engaged all of them, eight of them, and interviewed them, and then if we select two or three, then we send them for screening?
Because, let me give the two of you an opportunity, then I'll explain why. Stubber and Scott.
There might be, I'm of the opinion that that we've select now these eight people, and they must go through a process where they appear before the JCI, and so that we can proper screen them, and then we must select at that stage. That's how I feel. And whether it's four, whether it's eight, it's not, it doesn't matter to me. But I would feel comfortable with it. That is what I would suggest. And then just off the record, when they appear before the committee, is it going to be like this in an open session or not? That's all I want to ask.
Thanks, Chair. I've got a different view. You know, the JSCI was seized with this matter. Then they took a decision that let us establish a subcommittee that will deal with shortlisting and do everything. After we've done everything, then we can report to the JSCI. That's the first issue. The second issue is, it is important that we screen people first, because during the interviews or whatever engagement, there will be matters of intelligence where people will be engaged on. So it will be a bit of a challenge to engage people on those matters.
I hear you. Withdraw my proposal.
Okay. Now that the proposal is withdrawn, Honourable Members, I think Honourable answered everything, even answered Honourable Schubert. Honourable Members, I think just leave it there. You have a responsibility to report back to the Joint Standing Committee. They have taken a decision that we open this session, and I think that's it. We will have our meeting, what time is it? Yes, 11:15, the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence will meet. And Honourable Members, I am going to ask the subcommittee to motivate themselves in half an hour's time. I will not do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.